Hey, this podcast replay is brought to you by VSS West Pines, your one-stop shop for any and all vape and smoke shop needs. When knowledge counts, call 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
All right. I guess we were having fun if you were watching. Oh, I guess you didn't see that because I can see the Myron, you're not blocked. See? It says block user, and I haven't blocked you. There you go. So there you go, my brother. I did subscribe to your YouTube channel. I am your one subscriber. Okay? I am now subscribed to Myron's YouTube channel, but it doesn't. I didn't block you. So I don't know what's going on, dude. I really have no idea, Myron. I didn't block you. See? It says block user, and if I hit that, then I would block you. So that's kind of weird. Hey, did you block me? That's what it is, Myron. You blocked me, bro. That's what happened. I knew it was.
He's upset that you haven't found the book. You didn't start in that room.
Yeah. No, he's probably. That's, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you didn't find the book. I'm blocking your ass. So Myron, I don't know, dude, I don't know what's going on. Listen, anything can happen. Obviously I can make mistakes cause I make tons of mistakes. But you know, I would never.
Bro, cut yourself some slack, man. You've been dealing with juggling eight or nine things for the last five.
I feel good. I didn't block him.
Yeah.
I didn't block.
Right.
Him. I didn't block him. So that's good. Cause I would never block Myron.
Any mistakes you've made in the last week, you've been running through the gauntlet, man, hardcore because of what you're trying to do with Inner.
Ian goes, big old ghosted Myron. man of 1,005 holds says, must be a YouTube thing. Well, you know, sometimes funky things happen on YouTube. I can tell you that. Okay.
I can attest.
Yeah.
Can attest, you know.
All right. So your Myron is now HukuTube 75. All right. Now I know that's you, HukuTube 75. All right. Well, as long as you're here with us, man, there we go. I don't know what to tell you, but I know I didn't block you, bro. Myron, rest your phone or check it if you're getting texts on a pad or mic. There you go. Everybody, and what I love is now people are working with Myron to try to fix the issue, and you guys are the best for that. That is awesome. See?
Everybody coming to the rescue.
Why can't we work together like this on everything else, right? Huh? Why can't we come together? Did you guys see Joker? So Djokovic now is playing the victim. I don't know if you guys saw this story. The superstar told the media that now the criticism has become a witch hunt. He says, in fact, there were photos and videos of Novak playing basketball with other athletes without masks during the tournament and partying in a tightly packed nightclub without any PPE. So Novak, along with the wife and several others, tested positive. So now the 33-year-old says, I can only see criticism lately, and much of it is malicious. It's obvious more than just criticism. It's like an agenda and a witch hunt are on. Someone has to take the fall. Big name. No, Joker. Dude, we laugh at you because you're an idiot. Just like the Trumpies inside an arena without a mask. Just like the protesters without a mask. Just like the morons that pack the Ozarks pools with 400 people. We are making fun of all of you. We are ripping all of you. Do you know why? You are killing people. You are making people lose their careers. They are losing their jobs and their businesses. That's why we're ripping you. Because every time somebody gets COVID irresponsibly, they are spreading it to others irresponsibly. That's why. So there's no witch hunt, Djokovic. All right? I was just talking about Lamar Jackson, giving him a little credit for canceling an event that he was really forced to cancel. So it tells me that Lamar was also going to go down Stupidville, just like you. Just like the protesters, just like the Trumpies. Same thing. all of you that don't want to wear masks, you are part of the problem. You're not part of the solution. You're the reason why we had 61,000 cases. You're the reason why we had 900 deaths yesterday and almost 1,000 the day before. But I guess you're all right with 1,900 Americans dying in 2 days. You know, that's fine. But that's why you get ripped. Because in the end, your irresponsibilities may not lead to you getting killed, but you might kill somebody else. You might put somebody else in the hospital for a couple of months. They may need to get a leg amputated. Like that actor that fought COVID for 90 days, lost a leg, lost his family, lost his life, and he's 41 years old. Are you kidding me?
Oh, the Broadway guy.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
That's reading that story, man. That's
heartbreaking.
Oh my God.
Heartbreaking, bro. 41 years old, completely healthy. Because nobody knows how strong this thing is and what it'll do to you. Some people will get it and they may not feel it. It's in and out of their system and they're fine. And then somebody else has a different DNA, bro, and it cripples you. And it crushes you. Or kills you. Or you're like Rudy Gobert, you still can't taste. You're like Von Miller, you still have breathing problems. You know, defensive end with breathing problems, that's not good. I'm not sure if you guys know that, but it's not good not to be able to breathe. Did you know that?
I could attest firsthand.
Okay.
It's
asthma, man, something just, called asthma?
When I had my last lung infection 2 years ago, and this is like a month after I quit smoking cigarettes, to go to the hospital, well, I went to the fire station first and got oxygen hooked up with my albuterol, my nebulizer machine, simultaneous. 2 or 3 hours later, they had to come and pick me up, take me to the hospital. I was in the ICU for three. I told you, the doctors told me my lungs were working at 15% capacity. And they're like, we may have to put a hole and get an air hole into your lungs. I told them, make me Swiss cheese. You put as many holes as you got to. I want air. I need air. I want to stay alive.
Yep.
Bro. It is horrible to not be able to breathe. And the thing is, Von Miller does have asthma. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And you, asthma in the high altitude, oh, man, I can't. It's no wonder that guy lasts the whole game, 60 right. minutes playing at the speed that he does.
What did I see here that was kind of funny? I just saw in, let's see, Super Boom Shack goes, I only go out to fish and smoke cigars. Myron goes, I forgot. I smoke weed. So there you go. He's going to be able to, he'll never get COVID if he smokes weed. There's like 11 strand. Did you know there's like 11 strands of weed that kill the enzyme that it sticks to give you COVID? The avenue it gets to get to your body. There's 11 strands supposedly of marijuana that help you and will kill 80%, no, 70 to 80. That's what it was.
Yeah, 70
to 80% of your chances of getting COVID. So potheads everywhere.
I think they said the fatty outer lining tissue that the COVID, it does something to that fatty membrane that protects.
Yeah.
Have you read about how sneaky this thing is?
Yeah.
Like our cells don't register that something's wrong, and it like hooks up and marries up to it. And then once it gets next to it and gets on it, then its spikes come out and takes over our good cells.
Right.
It is a sneaky bastard, man.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a story out there now that it didn't originate in China. There's I think it's a Yale professor that there was COVID traces all throughout the world in 2019 in Brazil and certain other areas that water or different places had the COVID already. So it was kind of in the background and it had always been there, and it kind of just resurfaced when there was the right temperatures or something like that. I forgot how they structured it, but supposedly also now they're saying that it did not originate in China, that it was already kind of in place last year. So who knows, man? The one thing that I keep learning is that they don't know what the hell this is yet. And they're still learning how bad it is. Remember, they still don't know why it affects some people to the point that it kills them. And the other extreme that some people are like, eh, what COVID? Huh? And so then obviously those kind of people are going to go, oh, yeah, no, I went through nothing. I didn't even feel it.
You know? One thing we do know is if you have any pre-existing condition, whatever it is, that's exactly where that thing's going to go and get.
Yes, and still there are some people that have had pre-existing conditions and it did nothing to them. If it was like a minor cold, in and out. It's unpredictable. It's completely unpredictable. That's the problem with this thing. All right, 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can also reach out to me on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. A little music news for you, since we always like throwing in a little music news. Today, in 1972, Paul McCartney and Wings made their live debut in France. It marked the singer's first live performance since the breakup of the Beatles. In 83 on this date, a lot of you will feel real old. If you didn't feel old in 72, you'll feel old in 83. The Police started an 8-week run on the top of the charts with Every Breath You Take. Okay? And in 1996, for the first time, Deep Purple played Smoke on the Water in the Swiss city that inspired it. The band wrote the song after surviving a fire in Montereau, the Inferno, which happened during a Frank Zappa show the guys were attending, destroyed the auditorium where they planned to record, so they were forced to the cold Grand Hotel. In 1977, on this date, how about this? Elvis Costello quit his job at Elizabeth Arden Cosmetics to become a professional musician. How about that, dude? And in 1988, I had no idea. And I lived this. I love the song. I've seen the band about 15 times in concert. And I did not realize this stat. And you tell me if you realized it. Because I knew it was big. But in 88, Cheap Trick had the number one song in the country with The Flame. The only track to top the charts. I never knew it was the number one hit in the country. I knew it was enormous. I loved the video with the swinging lamps and all that stuff.
See, I'm all-time Dream Police, but She's Tight and that little
Oh yes.
I have
and
that
the camera work with the legs. And the,
Had the lips. Red lips. I mean, just the way she
But did you know this? Did you realize this?
No, but you know what? Look at every one of our rock, metal bands. What's their biggest song, though? Every one of them.
Right.
In the charts.
It's a ballad.
Van Halen, Jump.
Right.
Okay. Kiss, Beth. Iron Maiden, Home Sweet Home. And, you know, Motley Crue. Dude, it's the ballads.
Yeah, the ballads. But I did not know it was number one. When I read that today, I was, I didn't realize that it was
new info to me.
Maybe it's something we knew then and we didn't realize it completely forgot about it.
Or as young as we were, it was that song. It's not better than this. You like the way I, reared up. It's like a ballad again, man.
Yeah. So Elvis Costello stopped cosmetics and then became a Hall of Famer. That's pretty amazing. I don't know if he's in the Hall of Fame yet, but he should be. I don't know if he will be. I don't even know. I got to look it up. Look it up. Is Elvis Costello in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I don't think he's been.
If we have a guess, it's going to be no, right?
Yeah, because I'm going to say no. But I would put him in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There's no doubt in my mind. By the way, the Rolling Stones have unveiled a new teaser to their song called Crisscross. The short clip posted to the band's official social media pages features quick flashes of series of images, including a sun-soaked sky, a woman in devil horns, and naked body lying face down in the bed. The accompanying caption reads, "Give me a crisscross mind." The teaser and upcoming full-length video were directed by Diana Kunst, the artist and filmmaker who had previously worked with Madonna, James Blake, and A$AP Rocky, among others. And they're also suggesting Crisscross could be an update of an outtake called Crisscross Man from Sessions from 1973, Goat's Head Soup. And they've got the clip. You can check out the clip if you want. So the Stones could be releasing some new material down the line. You got the answer for me?
It says that he was inducted in 2003.
Nice.
Which.
All right, good.
But it does mention the Attractions.
Yeah, yeah, because that was his band initially. Yeah, it was Elvis Costello and the Attractions.
Is he in as Elvis Costello, or you know how there's some people that are in three times?
Well, no, because most of his big hits were all during that time. So, yeah, yeah. So it's actually cool that he got in with the rest of the band. You know, but Elvis Costello is Elvis Costello, bro. I mean, you know, it's just, and he's one of those guys that I will admit.
I'm not a huge fan, but when we saw him open up for Steely Dan, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I got to catch him.
Early on, I wasn't a fan of his, but I became a big fan of his, and now I've seen him several times. He's one of those guys that grew on me, to be honest with you. You know, I got to be brutally honest. Like in the early 80s, I was like, you know.
I was there. I'm with you. Yeah.
But then it kind of started growing on me, and I started to appreciate him and his music and the way he structures his lyrics and everything. I just think he's a terrific lyricist, too. So, yeah, that to me, it grew on me. But I,
you know that he's accomplished when, like, how many musicians and bands – like incorporate some of his songs into their act, yeah. Bring them up on stage. You know that he's not like he's one of those artist guys.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
I mean, and like you said back in the, you know who I liked more than him back in the day? Mm-hmm. Joe Jackson, man.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. You know? I love Joe Jackson. I've always loved Joe Jackson. Let's see, what do we have here? Heard that Cali, Oregon, Washington want to approve laws that if you accidentally bump into someone in public. That they can sue you for COVID murder attempt because the states don't want to pay medical expenses. Well, listen, I don't know about that. That's kind of extreme. But I do. I will say this. We need to charge people with assault, the ones that go and breathe on you on purpose. Okay? Just for the hell of it. Just because you got to teach people a lesson. Because, well, first of all, that's rude even without COVID. Okay? How are you going to go sneeze and breathe on somebody and cough on somebody? I mean, the other day, the lady did it to like a 2-year-old. What? Yeah, bro. I mean, give me a break. So she was like, oh, you guys are overreacting here. And she coughed on the 2-year-old. It's like, what's wrong with you? So, and maybe you don't get anything from it, but just, it's kind of like what I told you with the 400 idiots in the pool in the Ozarks. Like, I don't care about COVID. I see a pool with 400 people. Why am I going to go in there? Are you kidding me? That's disgusting. Just like coughing, sneezing, breathing on somebody like that on purpose. That's gross. With COVID now out there, yeah. I got no problem charging people.
Okay? If somebody did that to you, being up for murder charges,
we're,
right?
We're fighting.
Attempted murder?
No, we're fighting. No, we're fighting. Yeah, you come and breathe on me and cough and sneeze on my ass. That's like spitting anyway. We're fighting. There's no difference. No difference. You might have shot, you were better off getting a loogie in because it would have been more satisfying with you because that way at least you can take that with you when I give you your ass kicking. You know, that's all. So, you know, that's the only way I would look at it. But
you're going to throw some droplets, make them thick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you better because I'm going to make you pay. That's for sure. That's disgusting, bro. That's gross. Really is. Did you see John Morant? John Morant is this kid that, well, one I love because I got him as a keeper for 2 more years and it was great. So I'm happy there, but no, really, seriously, Ja Morant has shown incredible leadership, has shown that he can take over a team as a baby. Okay. Cause this kid's a baby. Also throughout this, 4 months, he put 12 pounds of muscle on. He kind of took the 4 months off and used it as the NBA offseason. And now the rest of this, what's left of this, you know, season tournament, it's like his second season. Him and Zion, I give Zion, you know, you watch Zion, he looked a lot more cut up now, right? You know, Zion always looked like he was like the baby fat kid. Not fat, but he had that layer of baby fat. You know what I'm saying? Everybody goes through it. And you just saw what happened, that over the last 4 months, Zion must have been working out because his arms were cut up and he looked good. And Ja Morant also did the same thing. Here's a kid that leads. Here's the other thing I love about Ja Morant. He is great for the league because he's a kid that brings a lot of excitement. You know, he's active on social media. He'll bust the balls of players that are, you know, veterans and all. He'll challenge guys. He doesn't back down from anybody. He'll dunk on you in a game. Well, Ja Morant went out and bought his dad a brand new car. The 20-year-old posted a video to present his pops on Wednesday with a vehicle. It's a Dodge Charger SRT Hellcat, which goes 0 to 60 in about 3.6 seconds. The ride has 700 horsepower. It cost anywhere between $30,000 and $70,000 with all the bells and whistles. I'm going to go that he got the old man, the one that's in the 60-70 range. Okay, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say
you
that.
You can take that car out to a NASCAR race and compete. Maybe not with the Sunday drive ones, but the Saturday cars he could compete with them.
Yeah, for about a lap, and then he'll end up in the wall. But anyway, this kid is likable at every level. And listen, you always want to know who are the next guys, who are the guys that are going to be carrying this league and representing the league, and not just representing the league as a player, but also in public and on social media. And this kid's awesome. I don't think Zion's very active publicly and on social media. He's just like a good kid and kind of minds his own business. But Ja is a lot more active, and he's out there, and he's all over social media. And he's more of like the younger players nowadays, and smart too. It's something to admire, and it's cool to see that a kid like that, you know, gets it and is willing to take care of his dad. You know what I mean?
If I remember correctly, you were more of long-term career
over Zion
than Zion.
Yes, still am. Still am. Only injury. That's the only thing I worry about with Zion.
Right.
He does have to improve his shot, and I don't know if he'll ever become a decent shooter from outside, but he's such a force. There's no doubt the kid can play and dominate, but I'm worried about his body. And now if this is the path he's going to choose now, I said it the other day that when I saw the new Zion, I said if he's going to do this, then I'm going to be wrong about him maybe being injury prone. But I'm still going to take Ja Morant over him. Ja Morant does everything, bro. He runs your team. He can defend. He can score. He can shoot. I love Ja Morant, man.
Caught him in a couple interviews, man.
Likeable, isn't
he? Totally. Yeah, man.
Likeable.
Awesome.
Really likeable. Really likeable. I like that, man. He's a good kid. Raheem Mostert. This is a very interesting situation because Raheem has been a special teamer in his career, but he busted out as a running back last year and had a hell of a year, had 220 yards and 4 touchdowns in the NFC Championship game over the Packers. And so now Brett Tesler and the player, they want a trade, okay? This past year, he rushed for 772 yards and 8 touchdowns on 137 carries. So that's a hell of a clip for him. He signed a 3-year, $8.7 million deal before the 2019 season, but now he feels like he's worth more. And guess what? He probably is worth a little more. But there's a problem. There's a problem for Raheem Mostert. He plays running back. He plays the position that's been most devalued in all of pro sports. Hockey, basketball, football, baseball, and soccer. There is no sport, there's no position. I'm not talking about the money, because obviously some football running backs make more money than some other guys in other sports. Of course, I know that. But I'm talking about the position itself, the value of it. It is the position that's probably considered the most replaceable. Okay? And the problem is that Raheem Mostert had 770 yards in a short amount of time and had a great playoff run and an incredible NFC championship game. But there isn't a track record of that. There isn't a track record of that. Even when he was in college, he wasn't a dominant player. And he wasn't dominant last year. He just had a nice run. And so if you're the Niners, you've got two more years on his contract. Why the hell would you pay him an extension now? What you do is you make him the featured back again this year, okay? Because he wasn't the featured back to start the year. You had three backs. He kind of elevated himself to being that guy. But that doesn't mean because you did it for almost for half a season, let's say, doesn't mean you can do it again and again and again for complete seasons. So if you're the Niners, there's no reason to give him money until he proves it again. And even when he proves it again, here's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. Did you see what happened with Todd Gurley? Have you seen what's gone on with Le'Veon Bell? Right? Did you watch what happened with Devonta Freeman? All of these are contracts that are no longer, those players are either too injured, not playing up to snuff, you know, and that could be Le'Veon Bell's fault or the Jets or whatever. But the bottom line is he's not giving you the value of the contract. And Devonta Freeman got released, and so did Todd Gurley. And they had to find new homes because they had to get rid of those contracts. And that's exactly what they did. And so if you're Raheem Mostert, are you Saquon Barkley? Are you Zeke Elliott? You're not that guy. And I'm not talking about, I know Zeke's a knucklehead at times, but I'm just talking about elite player at that position. There's only a couple of them now. And if you're going to take the chance and give somebody the money, you do it with Todd Gurley and look what happens. So what's Raheem Mostert? And that's where I feel bad for Brett Tesler and I feel bad for Raheem because he is playing the wrong position to gain a lot of respect. Because the only way you gain that kind of respect and that kind of response from the front office is when you're Saquon or you're Zeke, that your talent is so elite that you are the best player on the team. Right? As if we look at the Giants, who's the best player on the team? It's probably Saquon Barkley. Right? Cowboys. You could argue Zeke Elliott might be the best player. You know, they got a couple other really good players, but Zeke could be just as important or bigger than them.
Zeke is, like they say, the stir that
the straw that stirs the drink.
Yeah, man.
Right. I mean,
if you take, it's kind of like back in the day. If you take Emmitt out of the Cowboys back there, it's a different team, man.
Right. Yeah. Because Emmitt was special. Yeah, he had a great line, but he was special. He was special at Florida. He was special at Escambia High. He owned the high school record.
He took it away from Herschel Walker, right?
Well, yeah, but somebody took it away from him also now. I forgot when it happened in the last 10 years or something. But somebody did break his record, and then he was exceptional in Florida. He was a dominant player in Florida, and then he was dominant in the NFL. That's what I always love about people when they say, well, Emmitt had a great line, you know, and like he was a product of the line. Yeah. He was also a great player that made that line. Okay? Because the track record says Emmitt was great at Florida and Emmitt was great at Escambia High. So the guy was great, period. You know, let's not take away anything. The guy was always great. Always great. That's why Jimmy Johnson drafted his ass. He knew he was great.
I will say that if Walter Payton and Barry Sanders start off with the same offensive line that Emmitt started, Emmitt would still have to be playing football, though. Correct?
Yeah.
Because both those guys didn't have offensive lines. At the end, yeah, the last 5-6 years, Peyton did. But those first 10 years, he had no off. It was just him. I do believe that.
By the way, I got to find this soundbite. Man of 1,005 holds says, Ja Morant is cool. I forgot who interviewed him, but they asked him if he wanted to be the best point guard in the NBA. And he said, no, I want to be the best point guard. So there you go. I like it. That's cool. Yeah, the kid's got that it factor, you know? You know,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
He's just got it.
I've seen like three interviews, man, and he's smooth, man.
Yeah.
He just is.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. 2 hours are down. We'll come back on the other side. If you want to get in, you can reach out to us on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. You can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Back with more.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.